When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
In the early years, man, I spent a lot of time picking projects, women that needed a lot of development, a lot of work, a lot of, wow. So I was being their therapist, their mentor, their coach, wow. Their financier.
Like, how do we know who we're going to become? And how do we know who to select where we're going?
Yeah. There's a quote that says, the greatest nation in the world is your imagination.
Yes, sir.
Because we consume so much stuff each and every day without pushing off of our plate the
You're
things
right.
that
There's
no longer
so
belong.
There's only so much time and room
There's
for
only
things.
So much we can
right.
do.
It's good.
I want y'all to turn this up. Today, we have Dr. McNeil at the table. We don't heal in between relationships.
Nope. Nope.
I think ladies take a look. I think ladies take a little bit more time in between.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think men, if we're just going to be honest and transparent, we don't think with this head.
Nah. You need to operate as the king, gender neutral, of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
In your life. And when you operate as the king of the jungle in your life, in spite of your limitations, mm-hmm. you will attract.
What's going on, family? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Welcome back to the table. And today I'm super excited to have a transparent conversation with a new dear friend that is coming to the table for the very first time, but I'm pretty sure it won't be the last time. A few weeks ago, probably about a month ago, he went viral for an Instagram clip that I thought was just something that we needed to have a conversation about and go a little bit deeper as two men. He was sitting down with an amazing young lady, and I was like, man, I want to go deeper on this as a man. And I respect the show he was on. But I was like, man, I got some questions that I want to have a conversation about when it comes to men and how we're thinking and processing. So some of the things that we're going with when it comes to relationship, dating, and mental aspects of things. But I'm super excited. We got Dr. McNeil in the building today, and it's going to be a great conversation, y'all. So sit back, get ready, because I promise you it's going to be a good one. But before we get to my dear brother who was at the table, two quick things. Number one, do not forget, you guys, that we have a lot of great things going on here in at the table and here within the Neatness Network and within our E3 community. But a lot of you all are going to miss out on being a part of these great things, because I'll tell y'all right now, we are announcing something huge August 1st, and only my E3 community will have the first dibs. How do you do that? You got to hit subscribe on this YouTube channel. You got to hit subscribe on podcast, and you got to join our email list, because that's where we send out all of our information first. So Michelle is going to drop that information inside of today's show notes on how you can join our email list, the link to how you could do it. But real quickly, you can hit that subscribe button. You can stop dating me and start and just go ahead and marry me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good looking brother, I think, for the ladies. And yo, brothers, just become a brother. You know, you can't marry me, but you can definitely be a part of his family. Number two, I want to thank today's sponsors of today's show up front, because today's show, we're going to go mental. We're going to really break down the mind of not just men, but the mindset of human beings,
yes.
of why we're not healing and some things that's preventing relationships from working. And so today's sponsor is BetterHelp, you know, and they are just an amazing organization that's been with me for over 3 years now, because they also agree with what we're going to talk about today, healing and talking through. Yes. And so I want you to watch this quick commercial from them, but at the same time, watch this entire show. Because I promise you, you're going to see therapy a little bit differently. You're going to see the importance of healing a little bit differently. I promise you that you're going to leave saying, wait, I thought everything is good, and actually everything is good, but I haven't healed.
Yeah.
And so check out this quick ad from BetterHelp. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. And again, my name is Anthony O'Neill here. And today I want to chat about something that hits a little bit different, especially during today's day and time. You know, when I reflect on the relationships in my life that I'm most proud of, it strikes me how much effort it took to actually cultivate them. It's a common myth that relationships should be effortless to be meaningful. In reality, the strongest connections are often those we work hardest to fortify. While I've been on my own personal journey of personal growth, I've come to understand the immense value of having support along the way. It's not just about overcoming significant hurdles. It's also about learning to navigate everyday challenges, setting healthy boundaries, and striving to become the best version of yourself. And this is why I'm a huge fan of therapy. If you're considering therapy, I encourage you to check out my friends over at BetterHelp. Their service is entirely online, offering the convenience and flexibility to fit therapy into your life, not the other way around. And a simple questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist suited to your personal needs. And if for any reason you feel your therapist isn't a perfect fit, you can switch at any time at no extra cost at all to you. So listen, before we get to today's show, take the next step towards strengthening your relationships with yourself. Visit BetterHelp.com/AO and get 10% off your very first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/AO. Become your own soulmate, whether you're actively looking for one or not. All right, let's grow together. So listen, check them out. We'll put the link in today's show notes, but go ahead, get your pen, get your paper. As a matter of fact, put your paper up. I'm so sorry about that. I want y'all to turn this up. If you're driving, if you're watching this at your job, put it in your ear and stay locked in, because today we have Dr. McNeill at the table and we're just going to dive in. My brother, what's up, man?
What's
Welcome
up,
to the table, bro.
Honor indeed,
hey,
brother.
Bro, you are, you are going viral right now.
Yes, sir.
You've been all over the news. And I say, yo, I just want to have a transparent conversation with another young man to another young man.
Yes, sir.
You know, two single men.
Yep.
One's a father of two. I'm a non-father.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Know? And you've raised daughters. You've been married before. I've never been married before.
Okay, got it.
And you said some things on this video that we're gonna show here in a little bit. But before we get to the video, I really want to talk about this. Who is Dr. McNeill? So when people see you in a quick 60, 90 seconds, who is Dr. McNeill?
So, man, thank you. First of all, thank you for this incredible opportunity, man.
Yeah.
It's such an honor to connect with you, man. And we cross paths in so many different spaces.
Yeah.
So I am a peak performance expert.
Okay.
And I'm a Hall of Fame keynote speaker.
Okay.
I travel the world. I've given over 4,500 paid presentations all over planet Earth.
Wow.
I teach corporations, organizations, associations, Fortune 50 groups, all about peak performance, productivity, team building, leadership, all that stuff, right?
Wow.
But I do it from the lens of psychology, from the lens of neuroscience, and from the lens of experiential learning, because my master's degree from Florida State was in instructional systems design and curriculum development.
Wow.
So when I came into the speaking industry, Anthony, I didn't come in with a 3 points in a poem mindset.
Right.
I came in with a curriculum mindset. I came in with what's... So I don't know how to do anything shallow. Everything I do is deep, it's rich, and it's very full, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was raised by two incredible parents. My mom was a Sunday school teacher and an English teacher. So if you were gonna be Olivia's kid, you had to be able to talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So your background in ministry, mm-hmm. you know, I have a background in ministry as well.
Yeah.
And but we're both marketplace cats, man, right. And that's what I do. So my anointing flows very heavily, even though I still preach in mega churches. 95% of what I do is in the marketplace.
Yeah.
To corporations, conventions, associations. I also train, mentor, and develop people who want to become speakers.
Wow.
So I've been speaking full time for 21 years.
Okay.
And I've been mentoring speakers for about the last 15 years.
Wow.
And so man, it's been an amazing journey. Like I said, dad of two girls.
Yeah.
I have been married before.
Wow.
And, you know, I've learned a lot of lessons about what worked and what didn't work.
Okay.
And I'm not a relationship expert.
Right, right.
And I'm not a dating coach.
Right.
But I've learned a lot about healing.
Yes, sir.
And that has really, man, opened up the door to so many things. The viral clip, all the stuff that's happening. The Dear Future Wifey, which went viral. All that stuff. And that's been within the last year. I've been doing this 20 years. This is...
Wow.
I'm in my first year of ever
wow.
publicly talking about love and relationships.
Wow.
And to be doing it for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for all this attention to be around it, man, it's just been amazing.
But do you know why? It's because I think a lot of us, and I echo what you're saying. I would say about maybe 20-25% of our shows is around relationships.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I think it's only because I'm single and I'm on a journey of becoming a husband.
Yeah.
Right? And as I'm on that journey, I'm learning a lot about myself that I don't like.
Come on.
I'm learning a lot about myself that I love.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm learning a lot about myself that I may not like, but I may not love, but I can do better in.
Yeah, there you go. Come on now. That's right. That's right.
But I also learned over this journey that I haven't healed over a lot of things.
Mm.
And I, as I'm learning that, I talk about it because a lot of that stuff has impacted how I spent my money.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, I'm curious, respectfully asking, how long were you married? You and your ex?
7 years.
7 years. Yeah. What is one thing you learned from that marriage that Dr. McNeil can say, you know what, I could have done better, and if God gives me the opportunity again, I will do better in it?
One of the first things that I learned is you have to, and actually it speaks to the clip.
Okay. Well, you know what, then let's play the clip.
Okay.
I want to go deeper on this clip because some of the stuff you were saying, I've been teaching from a money perspective.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, all right, let's have two men have some conversations about everything in life.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, this is solid right here.
Yes, sir.
But let's play this clip real quick.
There's a massive difference between a companion and a partner. Let's just be honest. Can I help you save a lot of time, energy, and heartbreak? Anybody can go to the movies with you. Anybody can go on a cruise with you. Anybody can go to a restaurant with you. Companionship is easy. You can get a dog and you got companionship. I think all of us need to move from seeking companionship to seeking partnership. People say cheating is what kills every relationship. You know what I believe really kills a lot of relationships? A lack of vision for the relationship. A single person knows what they want. Another single person knows what they want. So these two single people both are going after what they want, but they didn't make the vision of what the relationship was going to be bigger than their own individual visions. So as they're in relationship, they're pursuing separate visions. That's division. So at the end of the day, every couple that I know that's killing it, kicking butt and taking names, and they're authentically happy, the vision that they have for their marriage is bigger than the individual vision of any individual person in the relationship.
So the answer to your question, Champ, is I was picking companions.
Yes, sir.
This revelation didn't hit me till like 2-3 years ago.
Wow.
The difference between companions and partners.
Yeah.
And so I was picking people who were convenient.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, I was Captain Save-A-Ho for a long time.
Facts.
You know, dating, relationships, all that stuff. I was picking projects.
Yeah.
People that I had to develop because in my professional life, watch this, in my professional life, Anthony, potential and purpose and people who want to grow and evolve and develop, that's what I do in my professional life.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that, okay, if you pull that same thing over to romantic relationships, you're going to constantly attract takers because I'm a giver. I'm an empath. I'm a Cancer without the mood swings.
Yep.
We're both Cancers, right?
Yep.
So I'm a giver. I'm a big giver. I'm a 10-gallon, like Bishop Jakes talks about. I'm a 10-gallon man.
Right.
So when you pour that, guess what? You automatically attract takers.
Facts.
So in the early years, man, I spent a lot of time picking projects, women that needed a lot of development, a lot of work, a lot of... Wow. So I was being their therapist, their mentor, their coach, their financier, all of that. And so that was one of my biggest downfalls. I didn't marry for who I was going to be.
Right.
I was just picking people based upon who was convenient, who was close.
Wow. But then it's like, let's talk about that as two single men.
Yeah.
How are we? Like, how do we know who we're going to become? And how do we know who to select where we're going?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a real question.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm 40, right? Just turned 40 here recently. And I'm like, okay, wait, I'm about to be 60.
Right.
So I got to marry me a woman who will also be with me at 60.
Exactly. Correct.
And a woman got to marry a man who will be with her at 60.
Exactly. Right.
How do we start choosing from that rather than just picking, A companion.
So I think what we have to start doing is we got to really be intentional about what the vision of our future life looks like.
Facts.
And really getting crystal clear. One of the things that I love is a quote that says, the greatest nation in the world is your imagination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And one of the things that I love about that is when we can think about, okay, what do I see myself doing in the future?
That's talking
about. And who is the individual that will align with where I'm going? Because where I'm at is very temporary.
Facts.
The present is super temporary.
Facts.
So as soon as we experience the present, it becomes the past.
Yeah.
So we have to literally say, okay, I see myself being a CEO. I see myself being a travel blogger. I see myself do, what are the 5 or 10 things, this as a quick exercise, write down 5 to 10 things you see yourself being in your future, 3 to 5, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And then let's align with partners, purpose partners, as Lateris Whitmill talks about, purpose partners who are also on that same journey.
Yeah.
And I think, so we have to pick for the future and not picking for the now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me ask this question.
Go ahead, Chad.
And it's not a pushback. We just have a real conversation.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need a woman that is on the same journey as me. I need the same woman. I need a woman that's aligned with me.
Correct.
So if I want to be a CEO and she wants to have financial freedom, we're aligned.
Right.
Right. But it's like when me being a CEO and her being a manager at a store or her having or whatever it is, like a 9-to-5 job, it doesn't necessarily mean for me that we're not aligned.
Right.
It's, I'm being a CEO because I want freedom.
I
this is my calling.
Yeah.
And I think when we can find individuals who are aligned with us and they're operating inside of their calling, I'm operating inside of my calling, then we come together, then we can do it together.
That's right. How can two walk together unless they agree?
Exactly.
But what you just mentioned, Anthony, is something that people don't talk about today. I hardly ever see it on social media.
Fact.
When was the last time you heard people talk about core values?
Oh.
And the alignment of core values. You said freedom is a core value of yours.
Facts.
So if that's a core value, then you need to align with a woman who also believes in freedom as a core value.
Yes, sir.
Financial freedom.
Yes,
emotional freedom.
Yes,
locational
sir.
Freedom.
Facts.
Right? Legacy freedom. Right. The occupational freedom. Spiritual freedom.
Right.
If that's a core value, so for one of my core values is passion.
Yeah.
Everything I do with a sense of passion. If
so
I can't
good.
Do it with passion, I don't want to do it. So what I've learned is, okay, I need to align with a woman that's passionate.
Yes, sir.
If she's not passionate, I'm an innate nurturer, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm an innate nurturer like it's blinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to align with a woman who's an innate nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
And see, bro, we've been lied to our entire lives,
uh-oh,
Anthony.
Uh-oh.
We were taught that opposites attract.
Oh.
This is the first time I've ever said this publicly. But bro, I'm telling you, this is going to go down in podcast history. Check it out, champ. I disagree with that.
I totally disagree with it.
I think opposites attract, but opposites do not maintain.
Stop!
Good God, Heber. Opposites attract, but they sustain and they do not maintain.
They don't.
Here's why.
And they can't go.
They can't. If you're a spender,
right,
and I'm a saver,
right,
yeah, we might attract in the beginning. It's like, it's cool, it's neat. Okay, cool, you spend my money, it's fun, we do it. But 2 years into that, your empire's gone. Because you attracted the opposite.
Right.
And so we've been taught all these romantic phrases about love and relationships that's really not true.
Right.
Opposites don't attract.
No.
You really, here's what I firmly believe.
Oh,
every one of us,
we
Anthony.
About to go viral.
We about to go there now.
Because people are like, I'm a saver, my husband's a spender. Yeah, but then y'all have a budget problem.
That part, massive.
But y'all don't have nothing saved for your children's.
And you have a core value problem.
Yes, sir.
Because those core values aren't the same.
Yes, sir.
If I'm an innate nurturer, I want a woman who is an innate nurturer. And what we have to stop doing is trying to change
people.
What happens is we get in these relationships and then people, they show their representative for the first 3 to 6 months.
Facts.
And then because that's not who they innately are, they go back to who they are. But by that time, intimacy is involved, money, time, experience is involved. And now you're whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Women get whipped. Men get whipped.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're addicted to the relationship, even though it's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people prefer known hell rather than unknown heaven.
Mm.
I'm gonna say that again slower. Most people, Anthony, prefer known hell rather than unknown heaven. I'm gonna stay in this toxic situation because at least I know it.
Let me
stick with the devil I know.
Yep.
Versus then going out and getting something amazing.
But then you know what I've noticed too?
And
again, this is not a relationship expert.
Yep.
I'm speaking from my personal experience.
Yes, yeah.
that some people will call their known hell their known heaven.
They'll call that their normal. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Like, and then their unknown heaven is their unknown hell.
Come on.
Because it's like, wait. That doesn't seem right. That seems toxic. Like, wait, why? Whoa. It's like, what? Wait a minute. I'm treating you like a queen.
That's it.
Because I'm opening up the door.
That's right.
Because I had one chick to call me toxic and controlling, Dr. McNeil, because I asked her what time was she coming home from the club.
Mm.
I said, well, dog, I just want to make sure you're going to be safe.
That part.
I had a young lady call me toxic and controlling. I talked about this on my show with R.C. Blakes before. Y'all two should get on the show and have a conversation.
Okay.
I told her what my intent was from the very beginning.
Yes.
She told me that was toxic. And so what I'm noticing is that people who are used to the toxic world, yes, that becomes their norm.
That's the norm.
And
yes,
they're cool with that.
Yes, right.
But then when they meet something healthy,
come on,
a man or a woman with a vision, because it's not just men in this situation. We're finding ladies also, yes, in this situation.
All day, right? Twice on Tuesday, champ.
Right. So it's both. So
right.
When they meet the opposite sex or whomever they're dating,
right,
and it's a healthier, not perfect, but a healthier version, that's toxic.
Yeah. Because it's toxic, it's boring,
yes,
and it's not their norm.
And it's, oh my gosh.
There was an old man, there was an old man sitting on a porch. Can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
There was an old man sitting on a porch next to an old howling dog. The dog was howling. This, yeah, lady was jogging one morning, so she hears it. She gets closer to the house. She sees the old man and the dog. She goes past the house. She turns back around. She says, I can't take this anymore. She takes the earbuds out of her ear. She says, sir, I've been jogging for a while, and your dog is making this howling noise. Why is your dog making all this howling noise? Man stops rocking in his rocking chair. He says, well, ma'am, it's easy. He's laying down on a nail. She says, well, good God. She said, sir, well, why didn't the dumb dog just get up and go lay somewhere else? Man takes a straw out of his mouth and says, well, ma'am, it's easy. It must not hurt him bad enough. And most of us, Anthony, have something in our life that's, yeah, poking us.
Yeah.
Relationally, right?
Yeah.
That toxicity. And it's poking us. And it hurts us bad enough to complain about it.
But it doesn't hurt us.
But it doesn't enough. Hurt us bad enough to pick better partners as a result of it.
You know.
And bro, I went through enough hell in dating and relationships, picking poorly.
Yeah.
Because I had not healed.
Yeah.
That after a final situation, I said, I'm done.
Yeah.
I stopped dating for 2 years. I sat on a couch, brother.
Yeah.
And I literally, every week, I went to my therapist and I dealt with issues.
Yeah.
Needing to be needed.
Yep.
Abandonment issues, mm-hmm, right? I dealt with childhood wounds from my mom and my father. I dealt with the grief of the loss from my mother. Mm. My mom passed away 11 years ago. Mm. And my first two relationships dating relationships after my mom passed were poor choices. Mm. But I was choosing from grief. Mm. And you're gonna pick poorly, mm, when you're choosing from grief, when you haven't healed. Mm. And so that's why I'm such a big proponent, man. I'm not a relationship coach, I'm not a dating coach. Mm. But I know a little something about healing, brother.
And that's facts, man. And it's something that I recently just even told my big sis, Sarah.
Yes.
Must have took her book down.
She's phenomenal.
You know, she was talking about how we sometimes give power to the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And when I went through my separation with my ex-fiance, mm, immediately once I got out of that, I jumped into a relationship.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't even say that was a relationship because it was a situationship.
Yeah.
And I respectfully say this. No, not respectfully. I honestly say this. I dogged that woman. Mm. I did her wrong.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't healed.
Yes.
I was like, man, you're not about to get that close to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I see what happened when I let someone get some. When I allowed someone to get close to me.
That's right.
And so when I did her wrong, she completely trashed me and got rid of me.
Yeah.
Which she had every right to.
Right.
And then after that, I just jumped right into
another one. Right.
And I'm sitting here doing the same lady wrong. And it just started repeating.
Yeah.
And what I heard from you in this clip that you're going viral for was something that I had to really step back. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that, man, Anthony, the poor choices that you made in ladies really weren't poor choices in the woman. It was poor choices in yourself.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
I didn't make the right choice to heal.
That's right. That's right.
To step back and be like, yo, what's wrong with you?
That's right. That's right.
Why are you thinking like this? Why are you acting like this? What's wrong with you? And it wasn't until I started therapy when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, about halfway through Nashville, Tennessee, that I really started understanding, man, you are jacked up.
That's right.
You're a good man.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You have good intentions, but your heart is jacked up.
Yeah.
Your mind is jacked up. Mm-hmm.
That's powerful, man.
From your shoes, really studying this stuff over the last years, why would you say someone watching right now, and I want to talk to men.
Yes, sure.
Because oftentimes, I think sometimes I can come off attacking ladies. Mm. Because of the shoes that I'm in.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I don't want to do that today.
Yeah.
But we're going to come to you.
Yeah. We're coming to you. Don't do it.
We're coming to you. But I do believe that if men are going to be the head, we need to address them first.
Yes, sir.
And what I've started learning is I got to address me before I can address any other woman, sir. Any other person. Before I even address my team, I always address me as a man, as a head, as a leader.
Yes, sir.
How important is it for men to heal? Because what I have noticed... And men, we don't talk about it. Mm-mm. We don't heal in between relationships.
Nope.
I think ladies take a little. I think ladies take a little bit more time in between.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think men, if we're just gonna be honest and transparent, we don't think with this head.
Nah.
We think about the other head.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So when we leave one relationship, like I don't want a relationship. Let me use my other head.
Exactly.
And then that's leading our life.
Exactly.
And it's creating more financial issues. Yep. It's creating more headaches. It's creating more trauma, more drama.
Been there, done that.
You know, right. I went broke thinking with that head.
Yeah.
You know, I went homeless thinking with that head. And I'm like, dang,
teach him,
man.
Bro. Teach him, right? Man.
So I'm like, how important is it for us men to heal?
Yes.
In between relationships, not even just romantic relationships, but I even think business relationships,
yes,
regular friendships. How important is it?
It's vital. Mm. And so my therapist taught me this. She said, one of the things that I love about you, Dr. Del Toro, is that you are very self-aware.
Mm.
And so are you, Chan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so self-awareness is huge because mm-hmm. self-awareness says, listen, I know me well enough to know when I'm not well.
Facts.
Right? And I think one of the things that men have to do is become okay with the fact that they're not okay.
Yep.
And then they'll be okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say that again slower. You gotta be okay with the fact that you're not okay.
Facts.
Then you'll be okay.
Yes.
So what I had to do, man, I had to sit down. I said, you know what? I did the same thing you did, bro. Thinking with the wrong head.
Yep.
All that. Did all that. Ran through that whole cycle.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? This is not working. Financially, it's not working. Nope. Emotionally, spiritually, business-wise, done with it. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I said, I got to get the work done. But my therapist said this. She said, listen, 95% of people do not heal between relationships, men or women. 95%. So let's do the math on that. 10 people. Out of 10 people, nine and a half of them.
Mm.
Did not heal. So take those 9.5 people and then put them out there in the market dating
mm-hmm.
with another 9.5 people who also aren't healed.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are literally just recycling trauma, drama, hurt, and pain.
Mm.
And men don't do it because we weren't taught this in grade school, high school, or college about how to emote. How to get the emotion that's in us out of us. Mm-hmm. How do you articulate that you're hurting? How do you articulate that you're in pain?
Mm-hmm.
I just dropped another reel because it was June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And so I dropped another reel about my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies of all time is The Best Man Holiday.
Yes, sir.
And in that movie, most people get emotional at the end, right? When sister, you know, transitions.
Yeah.
But there's a powerful scene between Terrence Howard and Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
When Taye Diggs finally is at his lowest point.
Yeah.
He's lost his job.
Yeah.
His last book didn't do well. All this, his wife is pregnant, et cetera, et cetera. And he's manipulating his best friend for financial gain. And Terrence Howard's character steps up to him and he says, listen, brother, we worried about you, man. Mm. Do you need something?
Mm.
And then he asks him a tougher question. Do you need some money?
Mm.
And when he asked him, do you need some money?
Mm-hmm.
Taye Diggs' character, which his name's Harper in the movie, broke.
Broke, yeah.
And he said, man, we got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
But what Terrence did for him is he created a safe space. And if we want men to heal, we have to create a safe space for men to open up, be vulnerable, be transparent, and a lot, watch this, and we cannot punish honesty.
Hold on, pause. Because here's the thing. I'm about to cuss and I can't.
This is revelation, man.
The
biggest reason why men don't open up is because their honesty is punished. If I tell you how I really feel about something, mm-hmm. and you come at me with, and first of all, you use it against me in the future.
What?
Right? Come on, somebody.
What?
Every time it's convenient in an argument.
What?
Right? You constantly recycle my shortcoming that I already know is a shortcoming.
Facts.
You're punishing my honesty.
Listen, man. See, you talking my language, because just last month as well, in June, I went to my therapist and I went to her, and her first question to me for that time, she says, man, we've been talking about over the last like 6 months, I've been feeling it as a leader within this company. Built a multi-million-dollar business, half staff, and each one of my staff, I love all of them dearly, but they're different personalities.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And I've never had to deal with different personalities working technically for me, but I call it with me.
Yes, of course.
And so that's been stressful.
That's pressure, champ.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I got to talk to Michelle a certain kind of way. Then I talk to Alex and da-da-da-da-da because they're all great individuals.
Right.
So a good leader knows how to lead this person, that person, and this person. And that was stressful on me.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like, they'll tell me some things that they want me to do better.
Right.
And I got to take that in.
Right.
And so I'll go back to her, so like, that's
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
6 months we've been talking about me growing as a leader and some of the stress.
So good.
But then I just turned 40.
Yeah.
So when I went to her, she was like, man, it's 2 weeks. You about to turn 40. She said, I don't want to talk to you about the leader. I want to talk to you as Anthony O'Neill. She leaned back in her chair. It's a nice older white lady.
Yeah.
You know? And she's about to retire. And I'll be transitioning over to a new therapist, and I'm excited about that. Because I'm going to a male therapist, so her and a male therapist will talk.
Nice.
And so I have one more session with her, and she said, how are you? I said, I'm good, dog. I said, I'm good. She said, Anthony, how are you? I said, doc, I'm doing good, man. I'm about to turn 40. My business is thriving. I feel as if my team is getting in the right place. You know, everything's great. She said, let me ask you one more time. And she said, Anthony, how are you? And she put her head up. And her first thing was, this is a safe space.
Come on.
To tell me how you
really are. Come on, brother.
When she said that, bro, I emotionally broke down.
Yes, sir.
I emotionally broke down. And I know I have I have some ladies who watch my show who I have dated in the past. And I don't want to say nothing offensive, but I do want to tell my truth.
Yes.
And that was probably the first woman outside of my biological mom and other mom that has ever made me feel safe to say how I really feel.
Come on.
Because when people ask you that question, how are you? They really don't care about how you are. It's just a part of the conversation.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
It's a pleasantry.
Exactly.
One of the things that I teach in the book, Shift Into a Higher Gear, I say, listen, stop asking people how they're doing. That's transactional.
Exactly.
Ask a better question with the same words.
Ooh.
Which is exactly what your therapist did.
Yeah.
One word changes the entire question. How are you doing is transactional.
Right.
But Anthony, how are you really doing?
Yes.
It's transformational.
Yeah.
And she created a space for you to open up,
bro,
and to talk.
Bro.
So if you're listening to this show or you're watching the show and you want a man in your life to open up, create a safe space, first and foremost, and reward honesty.
Reward honesty.
Sell, if your man comes back and says, there was three fine women at work today, and my gosh, I just need a little time and attention with you, baby, because them three ladies at work was, celebrate your man for being honest enough to tell you that.
But you know what she gonna do? Why were you even looking?
Right.
Well, why does that even matter?
Punishing honesty.
I'm like, Negro, I'm a man. I'm human.
That part right there.
Come on.
Part of this is Anthony. Part of this is the XY chromosome.
Exactly.
You gotta understand that there's XY chromosome elements.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And then there's who the person really is.
Yes.
And so many times we punish the person because of the XY chromosome element. That's just part of being a man. That's part of masculinity. And it's not toxic that I'm attracted or I see something that's in. It's a nice painting. I'm not going to pick it off the wall, but it's
nice. The
fact
that he came home and told you and said, listen, I need you. I don't need them.
Right.
I saw them, but I need you.
That's honesty.
And if you attack him for saying, yo.
He will never do it again.
He won't. And what's going to happen is, I make no excuses.
Come on.
But because he knows he can't go get what he needs.
Right. That's
he's
right.
Gonna get what he needs from what he wants.
Exactly.
Because you pushed him back over there. Not making an excuse.
No.
That is unacceptable for men to do that.
Right.
But I do believe, ladies, do not create a space for us to be honest about our feelings. Then what happens is because we become so weak and we're not strong enough,
right,
we don't have a friend like Dr. McNeil, like Anthony O'Neill,
right,
like whatever, who we can go to.
That's
like,
right,
yo, I'm feeling like this, and
that's
she
right
won't give me that.
That's right.
But I know if I go get it from over there, I'm wrong.
Exactly. So you're stuck.
So we're stuck.
Exactly.
And my pastor said something that was so good, man. Pastor Stephen Chandler said, think about it like this. You won't feed him at home, but then you're sending him out into the world and saying, don't go to McDonald's to get nothing to eat.
But you ain't going to get it here either.
So I can't eat at home.
Right.
It's wrong to eat out here. So I guess my only obligation is to starve.
That part.
And if you put a person in a starving mode,
man, please,
they are going to eat.
And they're
going to
eat, watch this, anything. I don't care if it's bologna or filet mignon. It doesn't matter because I'm hungry.
Because that bologna going to taste like the filet mignon.
That part, champ. Come on.
When you starve
someone. You're starving and you put someone in survival mode. That's why if we're going to be in relationship, listen, you got to be clear. When you say, I am your person, what you're saying is, I am the fulfillment of whatever your needs are.
Yes, sir.
If you're saying, okay, if I'm dating you, you come to me for whatever you need.
Facts.
But if you're not going to provide what I need, then what are we doing?
Facts.
So you need to talk about appetite. Early on.
Fact.
You need to talk about core values.
Fact.
Early on.
Fact.
You need to talk, that's what I mean by a partner versus just a companion.
Yeah.
Your partner will know your needs before you even have them. Your partner will be rubbing your feet without you having to say, I had a long day.
I love
your
rubbing feet.
I love rubbing feet, man. Yeah, man.
She
gotta have them nice toes. I love that stuff, man.
It's
so necessary.
Yeah.
And I think, bro, the more we can create in spaces, safe conversations where I can be honest about urges, preferences, fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can't talk about this with your partner, that's the difference between a partner and a companion. You can talk to a partner about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, cool, I got you. All right, cool. Let's dress up once a month. Let's do cosplay. Mm-hmm. Let's do dress up as a football player. I'm gonna dress up as a cheerleader, right?
Because
she's now satisfying a fetish that you have.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But we have to learn the difference between if I'm your partner, I got you, and I want to learn you, and I want to study you, and I want to understand you, and I want to meet your needs before you have them.
Yeah.
And so without that, all we're going to do is keep recycling pain and picking companions that are not aligned with our vision and not aligned with where God's taken us.
You know, and I know the ladies over there screaming, but, and I hear y'all ladies. I hear you in my spirit. I hear y'all talking about create a space and a place for man to be honest and don't hold them. But what about us? And I hear you. And I do believe that men, we do have, I know I have to, I had to do better.
Yeah.
At also creating a space and a place for the woman's emotions to be received.
Absolutely.
Covered.
Respected.
Respected.
Validated.
And even protected.
Yes. Prayed over.
Yes.
So let's go back to your example. You said there was a young lady who you were dating and you asked her, hey, can you just let me know when you're leaving the club?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So here's the thing. And I want to say this to ladies to help them understand. Everything I've said so far on the show, it really applies to both genders.
Facts.
But what I'm saying, just let me give some context. So you cannot, the law of duality states that as long as there is day, there is night. As long as there is up, there is down. As long as there is north, there is south.
Facts.
Right? So the law of duality says that if you want a chivalrous, romantic, loving, caring man that's going to pay for your dates, pay for your trips, the law of duality says that same man is going to also want to know where you are.
Yes.
He's also going to want to know who your friends are.
Yes.
He's also going to want to be clear that if you have male friends that they don't have romantic interest or intentions.
Facts.
He's also, so you got to be able to accept both sides of the coin.
Right.
You can't say I want a man of God who's loving and this and chivalrous and opening up doors and all that stuff. And then at the same time say, but don't tell me what to do. Don't have boundaries for me. Don't have preferences for me. No. It doesn't work like that.
Facts.
You gotta take both sides of that coin.
Facts.
So if you want a high performance, emotionally evolved man in your life,
right.
Guess what you gotta be as a woman?
Right.
Are you emotionally evolved? Mm. Have you done the work? Have you read the books? Mm. Because that's what it's going to take if you want to keep that dude.
Yeah.
The other side to that coin, you ain't going to be able to handle it.
Right.
You got to be able to handle both sides.
Facts.
And that's what she couldn't handle.
No.
She wanted your chivalry and she wanted the money.
She didn't want
the accountability.
She didn't. And it was, and my thing wasn't about like, okay, wait, why are you out? No, my thing is like, wait, if I'm investing into you emotionally,
exactly,
financially, romantically, I also want to make sure that you are safe.
Yes, sir.
Physically, emotionally, and even spiritually.
That part.
So I'm like, you getting home at 2:30, I'm setting my alarm at 2:29, making sure you got home.
That part. Because, I'm the kind of man that I can't rest well.
Right.
I broke up with a chick that I was dating for about a month just because she would go to the gym at midnight. And her excuse was, I get the best workout between midnight and 2 a.m. And there's not a lot of people there, but there's still a crew there, but there's not a lot of people. And I'm like, okay.
Rest.
And she was in a completely different state.
Mm.
So as we were getting to know each other, I kept finding myself wide awake between 12 and 2.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm a CEO of a successful company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling. I can't keep staying up like this all these late hours just to support your gym habit.
Facts.
So I had to call it off with her because I said, listen, if you want the dinners and the trips, the rope, all this other kind of stuff, but you can't accept the accountability of the fact that you can pick an earlier gym time so I can know, so my heart can be at rest. The same gentleman, the same man that's gonna sit facing the door at a restaurant to make sure nothing happens to you that I don't see first is the same man that's saying, I need you to pick a different gym time.
Yeah.
Because going to the gym at midnight ain't working for me.
Facts.
Because my heart can't rest knowing that you're out.
Facts. No, that's true.
So we got to be able to accept both sides, Chad.
Have to.
And that's where dialectical thinking comes in.
And I also think, too, is also about finding a partner, because y'all two weren't good partners.
Mm-mm.
But maybe she'll find a partner that will go to where the gym is.
Yeah, and who's local. And that's not a big deal.
At all.
We was in different time zones.
At all.
It just didn't work.
So
I'm blessed with Alicia. She's a good person.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
You know, one of the things you said in the video, that I'm going to ask you about two more things before we end today's show. Dialectical thinking.
Yes, sir.
And imposter syndrome. I heard you talk about this stuff on other shows. I want to break that down. But one of the things you said on the show, on the clip that went viral, that I really feel is super important, and it's something that I've been working on, and I've been praying and asking God that my future wife will be working on the same thing, is that I'm super clear about where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
I have a vision for my life.
Yes, sir.
But I also believe that was something working against me.
Mm.
Because my vision was so clear.
Yeah.
that when I got in a relationship with another woman, I really didn't care about her vision.
Ah, got it, got it.
So focused on my vision, my vision, my vision.
Yes.
And then as I was starting to get into therapy and talking with my pastors and like listening and watching like one of our mutual friends, Pastor Darius Daniels,
yes,
I've learned that I got to create a space for her vision as well.
Yes.
To come with mine.
Yes.
That then create something bigger.
Correct.
And what I've been learning is when people come to me, married couples come to me all the time asking me for money advice.
Yes.
And as I'm sitting down with them, Doc, well, I want to go get buy a car. Well, I want to save so we can buy a house. Well, he said we're going to do this, but I said I want to do this. It's I.
No, we.
And I've always said, yo, I don't hear the vision for the family.
Yeah.
I hear the vision that you have, and I hear the vision that you have, but I don't hear a vision for the family.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've always said, I've been teaching for the last 3 years of my life, it's I would never have to tell my wife no. And my wife would never have to tell me no in an aspect of money and life and building a legacy.
Yeah.
Because the vision will already tell me yes or no.
That's it. Come on. Come on, champ.
My wife will never have to tell me, well, I can't buy this car because I already know the vision. It's like, well, the vision is you want to send your kids to college debt free. You want to buy your kids their first house. You know,
right.
You all want to do X, Y, Z because you all sat down. You brought your vision to the table. You brought your vision to the table.
Right.
We're not saying you're throwing them out. You're saying, okay, we're coming by and we're making one complete vision for our family. There's no longer what I want, what you want.
Right.
It's what we want.
Yes.
But you was like, man, we have division.
Yes.
In relationships.
Because too many people have me leadership instead of we leadership. If you want a successful relationship, you got to shift from me leadership to we leadership.
Come on.
It's got to go to what is the team?
Right.
If I want to go fast, go alone. If I want to go far, I got to go together. And we got to bring this thing together. When you just recently interviewed Miss USA, she talked about how her and her husband, they got
together.
Everything is together. It's in alignment.
Yeah.
Same notion, right? Yeah. We got to be in this together. And I know the camera folks are going to get mad at this, but can I borrow you for a quick second?
What you about to do?
I'm going to show you something powerful.
Yeah.
Can you stand up?
Get it, Ed. Okay, I'm standing up.
All right. Should I come to you or you come to me?
I'll come right here.
Okay, cool.
We're going to work on camera, but we're going to make it work.
All right, cool.
We'll make it work.
I use this illustration all the time.
Okay.
Stand like that way. Most people in relationships, they're connected.
Yep.
And if I say, go forward, you go forward, I'm going to go forward.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
You see what's happening?
Yep.
Because our visions...
is going opposite.
Our visions of forward are different.
Yep.
We're in relationship.
Yep.
We're in a marriage.
Yep.
We dating.
Yep.
But our visions are different. That's what I mean. That's what that viral clip was basically saying.
Yeah.
Our visions are different.
Yeah.
And without a vision, people perish.
Yeah.
So we have to find a way. Like you said, and you said, listen, for a long time, I was so focused on my singular vision, I didn't know how to bring her into it. So one of the things I think we have to learn how to do, which Dr. Miles Monroe taught me how to do, he said, listen, God gave man the vision. And he asked woman to come and be a part of that vision, right? Mm. So you have to have conversations. Sit down and talk to your significant other, spouse, boo, or it's complicated. How do you see that? And even if it's the woman, because nowadays women are out earning men left and right. Mm. So maybe it's the woman that's got the paper and the vision and she's bringing the man along and say, hey, how do we make this work? Sit down with that man and show him how he fits into your empire.
Mm.
If you're the one with the empire, show her how she fits into your empire.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a role. There's got to be a space for both visions to thrive. Nobody is saying shoot or kill your vision or your passion or your interest. No. Let's use that in the empire.
Yeah.
Let's build it together.
You know, when you're talking, man, it made me think. I got to do some more thinking about this, but I don't know if I want my wife to have my back.
Mm.
Because if she has my back, she's walking backwards and she can't be effective walking backwards.
That's why every time I do that exercise in keynotes, I say, I literally say, go forward, and I want you to go forward aggressively.
Right.
And they're sitting here struggling, trying to, right?
Right.
And I said, now, let go of one arm and come alongside your partner.
Facts.
And now the two can walk together because they're going in the same direction.
Yeah.
You want her on the side.
Gotta have her on the side. Gotta have him on the side. Because I'm thinking about it. I can't walk effectively backwards.
No.
And so.
And you don't have eyes in the back of your head either.
I don't. So then now I got to trust you. But we could be a stronger couple, a stronger unit, if we both can see where we're going.
Right.
And we can both be walking in our strengths.
And Anthony, what if we say, okay, hey, because we're creating a we vision, we're coming together to create a we vision. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend these first couple of years building his, let's just say, the man's empire for a few years. And then we're going to pull a Michelle and Barack. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. And after Barack did his thing, while Michelle was doing her thing as first lady, come on, somebody.
Yep, yep.
Did you notice how the baton passed?
Yep.
And then, boom, now Barack is supporting her massive book tours that went all over the world.
Yeah.
So, hey, we might push your vision for the first couple of years. And then we're going to push her vision for the next couple of years.
Facts.
With the momentum from the first vision.
Facts. Facts.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, man, this is so good, man. We got to end the show, but I want to end the show with this one question that I've been really seeing you talk about, this dialectical, am I saying it right?
Dialectical thinking.
Yeah, dialectical
man.
Thinking and impostor syndrome, when one represents, I believe, the relationship and one represents the lion lesson.
Yes.
Break that down real quick for us.
So everybody that's watching and listening, this is going to set you free. Dialectical thinking says this. Two, and I learned this by going to therapy. That's why you need to tap into BetterHelp. You got to tap into. Listen, if you're enjoying this conversation, go to healingwithintegrity.com. You get our free online course. There's so much more. But check this out. Dialectical thinking says that two opposing views can coexist at the same time.
Mm.
I'm going to say that again slower. Dialectical thinking says that two opposing thoughts, views, opinions, feelings can coexist at the same time.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's so powerful is because, and we kill ourselves in our healing journey, champ, because we think it's got to be either or.
Yep.
And it's both and.
Yep.
So dialectical thinking says this, I'm a work in progress and a masterpiece at the same time.
At the same time.
I don't trust you anymore.
Right.
And I still love you.
Right. Right.
I forgive you, but I'm never going on another date with you.
Mm.
Dialectical thinking says that two opposing views can coexist.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, champ, what happens is we second guess our healing.
Right.
Because we say, oh, well, I've forgiven them, but I still don't want to be around them. And we think that that's wrong. No, it's not wrong. I forgive you. Right. You broke my heart, and I will never give you access to my heart again.
Facts.
That's totally okay.
Facts.
Because dialectical thinking says that two opposing views can coexist at the same time.
Facts.
So I want to help someone who was abused as a child by someone they trusted, and now that person has passed.
Mm.
It is okay to say, I miss that person, and what they did disgusted me, and it hurt me. It's okay to have both emotions at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Because we think, champ, because we were raised in an either or society, that I can't have both feelings.
Can't be. You can't have healing and not want to not talk to them.
Does that make sense? I must not have forgiven them. So we literally recycle our own trauma thinking that we haven't done the work. No, you did the work. Dialectical thinking allows both to coexist at the same time.
Ooh.
And when we embrace that, we heal better. Right. And then the final thing that's going to help us heal is this conversation around imposter syndrome.
Wow.
The reason why this is so important, champ, is because, and I learned this from Dr. Miles Monroe, my mentor, dear friend. There's not enough amazing things I can say about him.
Right.
But when he passed, I took it upon myself to start sharing the lesson, the principles from the lion, with audiences all around the world. And I've been doing it in interviews, in keynotes, everywhere. All around the world, the lion is considered the king of the jungle.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
We all know that, right? But the truth is, Anthony, if we just have an intellectual conversation, the lion has a lot of disqualifying attributes about itself that don't qualify it to be king.
Mm-hmm.
The lion ain't the tallest animal in the jungle.
Sure ain't.
Giraffe got him on that one.
Yep.
He's not the heaviest. Right. Hippopotamus has got him on that one.
Right.
He's not the most agile. The snakes got him on that one.
Right.
He's not the fastest.
Fact.
The cheetah's got him on that one.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. He's not the biggest. The elephant's got him on that one. So I don't have the biggest social media following.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! I don't have a million people subscribed to my YouTube channel yet. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Right. I didn't get the 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 in the EIDL during the pandemic. My parents didn't give me a trust fund. I didn't start out with all these advantages. But the lion is the king of the jungle in spite of all of those limitations because he believes that he is.
Mm.
And the lion has something that none of those other animals have.
Mm.
He's got the right attitude and he has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when the lion roars, you can hear it for 5 miles away and it paralyzes its prey.
Mm-hmm.
The lion chant, watch this, and this is what's gonna set some people free. So in other words, you don't have to have it all perfect to be the lion. And I want everyone to listen to this. I don't care what your financial situation, your emotional situation, you need to operate as the king, gender neutral, of the jungle in your life. And when you operate as the king of the jungle in your life, in spite of your limitations, you will attract another king in your life. And you will attract a partner, not a companion.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lion can go out and have a companion in a giraffe, but that's not a partner. Come on, somebody.
He need that lioness.
That's
what he needs.
And we all need that, champ.
Yeah.
And so we have to embrace the fact that although we have limitations, relationships might not have worked out, might not be in the ideal situation financially. I might not have had this. I might not have had this. I am still, God's original intention is his final decision. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He made me a king. He made me a queen from day one.
Yeah.
So attract royalty into your life and you will attract partners versus companions.
Oh my God. That has to be the most powerful, one of the most powerful 45 minutes I've ever had on my show. You know what I mean? I mean, that's why I wanted you to come, and I thank you for jumping on a flight from all the way from Tampa to come up here and rock out with us, because I think that we just got to have more conversations
like
around
this. Yes, sir.
Around healing.
Yes, sir.
And especially as men, because I think if we could heal quicker. And now I want to rush healing. What I'm saying, if we can admit that we need to heal.
And be more intentional
about
the process.
About the process of healing.
Yes.
I think our sisters will come around a whole lot healthier and better.
And I want to say this to the men that's listening. Be intentional about putting yourself around other good, quality, healed men who also, watch this, have also made mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Who've also failed.
Yes, sir.
Who've also not done it the right way.
Yes, sir.
But surround yourself with amazing other people who are also on a healing journey. You ain't got to go on your healing journey by yourself.
Yeah.
Watch this episode with 10, invite 10 friends over. If you can invite 10 friends over and have a basketball game or a football game or watch the latest concert or watch the latest Netflix thing, Do a little house party around this and really talk, pause it and talk through these challenges.
No, that's real, man. I was somewhere with Darius. I forgot where we were because we've been a lot of places together, but I was somewhere with Darius, Pastor Darius Daniels.
Yes.
And he looked at me and he said, the reason why you're not married is because of you.
Mm.
And what was so funny is I did Latarius Whitfield's Dear Future Wifey's show at his church. And Latarius asked me a question on the show, and he said, Anthony, do you think it's hard finding a good woman in today's day and time? And I paused, and I said, and the ladies were looking at me hard.
Woo.
And Darius gave me the water bottle. All right, bro, you got to answer this question. and I had to really be honest. And I said, you know, no. I think I've met a lot of great ladies in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect
individuals,
but a lot of great ladies. And the reason why I am not married is because of the lack of intentionality from healing and improving me earlier on.
Yeah, man.
And so for me to sit here on this stage and say I haven't met great women will be a lie.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I have.
Yeah.
Same but here. When I met them, I wasn't healed.
You weren't the best version of yourself.
At all.
And I think that's what we all should aspire to. Man, woman, boy and girl, whoever's watching, listening, aspire to be the best version of yourself.
Yes, sir.
And that's not just your bank account. It's not just your abs, right? Everybody on Instagram, oh, body goals. And because the reason why people focus on income and how they look at the gym is because those are the two things you can measure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we as high achievers focus on stuff we can measure.
Yeah.
But the truth is love, emotion, all that stuff. You can't measure. It's harder to quantify that stuff.
Really hard.
So we maneuver around it.
Mm.
But man, I totally agree with you. And I think the more we focus on becoming the best versions of ourselves, and look, becoming, ING.
Yes.
It's an ongoing process.
Yes, sir.
The more we can focus on, I am becoming the best version of myself, and I only want to be on this journey with a woman or a partner who also is on the journey of becoming the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
That's when we can have purpose partners and we can live our dreams.
And that's how we're going to end today's show.
Yes, sir.
It's becoming. All of us, ING, are becoming better individuals.
That's right.
And I know this is a money platform, you guys. And here's my thing. If we don't get the right partners, we're going to lose the money.
Man, like crazy.
If we're not becoming better individuals,
that's right.
We won't make the money.
No.
We won't be able to build a legacy for our children's children if we're not becoming.
That's right.
Probably is bad grammar, but if you've already became or become, as in like you're finished growing, you're that's finished maturing, you're finished trying to evolve, you'll never get to where I believe God has called us all to be.
Amen.
And so we're going to drop all of Dr. McNeil's books inside of today's show notes. He has another book called Platinum Presentations, 52 Tips to Speak with Confidence, Win Your Audience, and Grow Your Bank Account. This is good for everybody who wants to be a powerful speaker. It's forwarded by my legend, man, growing up, the one and only Les Brown, Dr. Les Brown.
Dear friend of mine, dear mentor, yes.
And then he has another book called Shift Into a Higher Gear, Better Your Best and Live Life the Fullest. And this one's forwarded by the legendary himself too, Brian Tracy. And so you can tell this man has wisdom because he has some OGs in the business who has done a forward for him. And so we're going to link these books inside of today's show notes. We're going to link his social media accounts inside of today's show notes as well. So please make sure that you get it. But at the end of the day, before you can buy any of this stuff, I want to encourage you to consider therapy.
Yeah.
Consider getting this fixed.
That's right.
Consider talking with someone that is a safe space. And it's a safe space in two ways. Number one, because they can't say nothing legally.
Right.
So you can be honest. And they're not going to attack you for what you're saying.
That's right.
And then two, one of the things I'm teaching myself is I want to practice the married life. And one thing about me, communication to my significant other, it sometimes sucked in the past because I was so used to being closed in and I was so fearful to be honest. Mm. And so now opening up in therapy is training me to open up in relationships.
Beautifully said, beautifully articulated, champ. Wow.
I encourage you to look into BetterHelp. They're going to give you 10 to 15% off your first few sessions.
Yes.
And I promise you, you'll thank me later.
Yeah.
I promise you. And brothers, even if you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm good, bro. You're good, but you can be better.
That's right.
And that's the man whom I'm becoming is better.
And wouldn't you agree, Anthony, that part of therapy is confirmation?
Absolutely.
Sometimes the sessions aren't telling you something's wrong with you.
Facts.
Sometimes the sessions are confirming that you're okay.
Facts.
You're on the right track.
Facts.
It makes sense that you would feel that way and think that way.
Yes.
And that confirmation and that validation.
Makes you better.
Man, makes you better.
I can move a whole lot better.
And you can breathe a whole lot better, man.
I don't feel like I'm walking on glass.
Exactly.
Because am I doing this thing right?
Right.
I'm doing this right. Let me go.
Yeah, man.
So, y'all, we're going to put everything in today's show notes. We love you all. Share this show. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up button. Leave a comment. Let us know how you enjoyed today's show. There's two men having a conversation. And we love you. And I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Wayfair's big sale is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, October 5th through October 7th, save up to 80% off on everything home. With low prices on top furniture and decor, now's the time to invest in new seating or dining set. Up your holiday decorating game for way less. Refresh your cookware and baking supplies. Restock your linen closet and maybe even treat yourself. Actually, definitely treat yourself. At up to 80% off, this is the sale to go all out. Oh, and did we mention everything ships free all Way Day long? Yeah, everything, even a sectional. Plus, surprise flash deals launch every 24 hours on some of Wayfair's top products. So check back each day to score big on something you never saw coming. Who knows what amazing finds you'll bring home? Don't miss Wayfair's big sale. Way Day only lasts 3 days and won't be back soon. Save up to 80% off all things home now through October 7th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.